congratulations on another win. And what did you see out there that in your performance for your team tonight?
I felt like we got better as the game went on. I did feel like we learned some of those lessons or implemented them, especially in the third. In the first two, we were good, but I thought Kamloops was really good. They were better. They came out hard, as we knew they would. But I was happy to see that we improved as the game went on. And then ultimately, I thought we were, you know, playing our best hockey towards the end of the game.
Speak to the second period, some momentum switch there with the Cambites goal and then him almost getting a shorty off the post. You see that as a big turnaround point and then the next goal after that?
That was part of it, but I actually think the Cutler goal at the very beginning was probably the bigger spark. That was just sheer effort to get to the net and poke it in at the tail end of a power play when we needed that desperately because the power play hadn't generated too much to that point. And Cutsy just went to the net and just willed it in. That was a big spark. And then in the third, you're right, all that pressure, shorthanded and 4v4, that continued the momentum, but I thought Cutsy really got it going for us.
Right. 11 players on the score sheet tonight. Comment on scoring by committee and maybe a little bit of a surprise, or is that expected for this team?
I think that's a hallmark of this team. I think Cam and his staff have done a very good job building it that way, making it a balanced team offensively and defensively, good depth at every position, ability to score all throughout the lineup. But the best part is the guys, the way they play and the way they interact off the ice, that's really the group dynamic, is they do it all together all the time. Off the ice, on the ice, they really do it as a group. So it's good to see the scoring spread around and reflecting that.
Special teams, a talking point, 4-on-4, unique situation that you've had with this team. Comment on 2 back-to-back and 4-on-4.
Yeah, you know, it was that kind of game as well. It was physical. There was a lot of emotion involved. So it's not surprising there were some penalties called that created those specialty situations. Kamloops did a great job on their power play. I think they were 2 for 4 or 2 for 5. And I think we were 1 for 5. So the 4-on-4 goals were important because I thought we attacked. You know, we played with speed. But you have to give Kamloops credit on their power play for sure.
Right. Expectations, I mean, 4-0, 0-4. However you want to spin it, how do you feel and what are you surprised with this team starting off the way they have?
First of all, there are no expectations. It's just a day-to-day process, and we're really taking it that way. It's one game at a time, one practice at a time. You know, we'll recover here for a couple of days, and then we'll have one practice Tuesday and get ready for one game Friday. That's all it is. We're not looking at anything big picture right now. We're just keeping it focused on the present moment.
This season seems to be a little more time at home, especially during the week, so what will be the focus to be going on the road next weekend?
It'll be similar to what the last 2 weeks have been. That is, we have to recover right now, get recharged, and then we have to have a productive week of practice leading into the travel day. And then when we get to Kelowna and Kamloops, we've got to find a way to bring the energy that we had in the third period tonight in the first period of that road game. You know, home games are fun, and you have the advantage of the home crowd. It's tough on the road, and you've got to be ready to go at the drop of the puck. So that'll be our focus.
You will be going into the building with Dylan Ferguson playing. Obviously, he's been noted for goaltender of the week, so that was a bit of a duel here. Comment on Outhouse maybe outperforming him tonight?
Well, I don't want to subjectively evaluate the two goalies, but I have to say our whole team is very proud of Griffin and how he prepares, how hard he works, how consistent his habits and his preparation are. He's a consummate pro. And so it's great to see him rewarded, you know, with success on the ice, both in wins and numbers. But again, it's really more just about the process for him as it is for our whole team. And he's just taking it one day at a time as well.